What do you get, Todd?
I don't care. He's tall.
All right, so...
Just talk to me.
Yeah. I'm going to. So,
what happened to you in AA?
This is what happened to me in AA, is that I was chairing AA, and I got up feeling real good about myself, that once again, I came down there, took time out of my day. It takes almost 3 hours to get this really entire thing set up, really. When it's all said and done, I've got to take time out of my day, and then I get it completed, and I come upstairs, and I hear a guy go, there's a two-thirds, sir. There's a 66% alcoholic, because...
Because what?
I did not have a sponsor. I didn't... I claim a sponsor, but I don't actively talk to a sponsor.
So since you don't have a sponsor, somebody in the program said that you were a 66% alcoholic.
Yes.
Simply because you did not have a sponsor. It had nothing to do with you not drinking.
It had nothing to do with me not drinking. It had a lot to do with... His own opinion of a guy that doesn't work the program completely.
And how many years clean do you have right now?
I'll be sober 3 years in February.
3 years, and somebody wants to call you a 66%er. Yeah. I don't understand that.
Not 110%, but a 66%. Right.
See, same thing happened to me in NA. The exact same thing. They didn't call me no 66% or nothing, but I was severely judged for not having a sponsor. So much so, I couldn't even go to my hometown on my 5-year anniversary and get a token in front of the very people I used in front of all of my life because I didn't have a sponsor to give me that coin in my hometown. That's what NA did to me.
So I think we kind of we have a topic.
We have a topic, yeah.
We got a topic.
Because... I don't want to be resentful. I don't want to be bitter towards a program that I know did a lot to save my life.
It's helped me in many ways, too.
Yes. But then, as I'm trying to give back, the very people that helped me started judging me.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it. And here I sit, almost 6 years clean still, happier than most people I see. I feel my recovery is super strong. I do all I can to help anybody I can. I don't judge anyone. And I feel uneasy sitting in an NA chair now.
I do too. I've gotten there with AA. I have. It's just been little things, but it's you know, the crazy thing is that it's almost disbelief in their eyes that I can do what I do and succeed. I feel envy. I feel jealousy when I walk down those rooms sometimes. I do.
You do?
I do. Hell yeah, I do. Yeah. It's there. It's relevant. It's prevalent, really. I mean, it is. You know, I was talking to a guy last night after I got done with the AA meeting, and this is why I go to AA, because I meet different people. And this guy said that we are coming into a different epidemic, a different realm, that we need to figure out a way to combat this. Because the traditional way is not going to work.
Well, I mean...
Think about that.
What am I supposed to say to a newcomer? You know, okay, yeah, this program really did a lot to save my life, but in the end, they judged me too. You know, because here I am, what I have found, and probably not like you, you got your life. You go home to your family. You do your daily exercise. You do read. You do have your daily program that you follow that works for you.
Yep.
As do I. You know, I exercise. I read. I take care of all my responsibilities, and I hold dear the principles that I know transformed me to my heart. Hold them dear to me, right? Those are the things that I stand on. So now I have this newcomer over here who says I need help. How am I supposed to send him to AA? NA. I see why the 12 steps are so scary to people. You walk in these rooms, and they're not supposed to judge you, but here we are, 9 years of sobriety between us, and we've both been judged harshly for it.
We didn't know. We didn't. Yeah, we were being judged so harshly because we didn't do it their way.
Their way.
Yeah, their way. And I think that's a ludicrous lunacy.
Why do you think it scares people for you to do it your way?
Because you have the power, you know, and they don't think that they think that you must have a power greater than yourself. I think that's why.
But then, you know.
I mean, truly, I do.
But then, you know, what we're going to rebuttal with is, well, you know, that's ego, and that's your problem.
Yeah.
Right? That's what they're going to say.
Yes.
Right? And so what's your answer to that? Okay, so since you won't do it my way, you want to do it your way. And your way, you know, what they would say is, well, if your way was so good, you'd have been clean a long time ago. So what makes you so above it?
Spirituality. I mean, my own spirituality. You know, it just is, man. You know, I kind of talked to my wife about that. And she said, Jason, why is it you wake up at 6:30 in the morning, but you can't get to work on time at 11?
Valid question.
Yeah. And I said, honey, you don't know what those sets do for me, you know. If I can't get those last sets in,
so
I mean, it affects me in such a negative way that it's more important for me to get those sets in to be on.
So, what's more spiritual to you then, sitting in a meeting, or doing reps in a gym?
Reps in a gym. Just, I mean, hands
just that
down.
Quick. Hands down.
Yeah. I ain't gotta think about
that. So, what's the difference?
I have the power. I have the power. Okay? I mean, it's that simple, man. I think once you do recover, you realize that you had the power of choice, that you do have the power. That you don't have to rely on another. You don't. You really don't. You can do it all by yourself. You know?
I absolutely agree with you. I think we should be more about empowering people,
yeah,
not trying to take their power. NA.
Mm-hmm. That's what
even,
they're kind
yeah,
of flipping.
It is.
Or working off of.
Even Christianity.
Now that I look back on it.
Yeah. Religion. Meetings. What they're trying to do is take the power from you and make you rely on them. And the way I see it is, that gives them strength in numbers. And they need those numbers. So if you want to leave the group, you know, well then they have reasons to judge you, right? No, you need to come here for the rest of your life. You need to be here for the newcomer that comes. You need to have a sponsor and talk to him daily. Or if it's Christianity, you know, it's Jesus, 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 Jesus. And if you don't do it this way, you're going to hell. Well, NA, what they'll tell you, though, is you're going to relapse one day. You know, you might tell me you're 3 years clean. And you might tell me you have this daily program. But I'm here to tell you, as a member of NA Narcotics Anonymous, that if you don't do it my way, if you don't work these 12 steps, and you don't have this sponsor, by God, you can go ahead and take it to the bank. You are going to get high again.
You will fail.
You're going back to your hell.
You will fail.
You will fail.
That's all you kind of really hear and all that.
And I do not believe in that
fail.
Kind of message.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Pitiful.
I can't do it.
Pitiful.
After being judged that harshly, I will still go to the meetings. I still like to read and stuff, you know, because I realize, because like you said, you think for yourself now.
Yes.
So I can hear things.
Yeah.
I can choose what I want to listen to and take in to my inventory and put in my arsenal, put in my toolbox and use when I need to. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, anything else you'd like to say on this matter?
You know, I've just really come to a conclusion of, I've almost just in this instance realized that I relied on AA for too long. So, you know, I'd like to say fuck the programs. No, I'm serious. The only reason people go to programs is because they don't have anywhere else to go.
Right, so in the beginning,
but
they might need
the thing.
It. Some structure.
Yeah. Yeah, well, here's the thing. I think if a person went in with another individual that had been into a gym before, I think a gym is the ultimate haven. I think you can truly change your body and your mind and your spirituality in that place. I mean, it just, yeah.
Well, I actually talked to a doctor today. Today, that said, that there is plenty of research that supports what you just said. Yeah. Plenty. But yet it's not promoted.
Yeah. I think it's something that needs to really be dove into, really. You know, I do. Since I've been going to the gym regularly for the past couple months now, I mean, it does something to me emotionally. I can't. And spiritually that I can't.
I got a question for you. You know, a big motto, a big statement in the program, they'll say you can't keep what you have without giving it
without
away.
Giving
You've
it
heard
away.
That millions of times, right?
Yeah.
So how are you supposed to empower somebody if you don't have the power?
Yeah. You cannot. That's a oxymoron, as they call it.
Yeah. I mean, straight up. Straight up, man. So, I think this is a very good topic.
I mean, we could talk for hours on it. I'd like to keep it short. So, with that being said, I will say, fuck the programs. I think if you're out there and you're a struggling addict, I think you need to get a hold of someone that is actively in the gym and is spiritual. And I think he can teach you the way. I do. Programs aren't the way to go. I'm sorry. I'll just say it right here on this podcast. I hope people hear this. I do. You know, programs, they're just not it, man. It's who has the right to say I'm a 66 percenter?
Oh, nobody. Nobody. You know, nobody's God. Nobody has the right to say
that. No. I mean, it's unbelievable.
No.
And I've done nothing but give it. Exactly like you thought, right? You did nothing but give that program. I did everything but
give that program. I gave it 120%.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't say that, man.
I gave that program everything I had, but since I don't need a sponsor anymore, they don't look at me as one of them.
Yeah.
And that makes me sick.
Yeah. Well, they consider it an ultimate failure.
But I ain't failed.
Horrible.
You know, you can look at my life and tell I'm not failing.
Yeah.
Why don't I get any credit from these people? I don't understand it. You know, I don't get it. But I will say, I heard you say, you know, fuck the programs and stuff. What I would say is, you know, if somebody came to me looking for help as an addict, I'd say make sure you have a huge open mind and open heart. And don't take anything you hear as 100% accurate truth.
Concrete.
Figure out what means what to you, and then you practice that in your life, and you will find yourself. And when you find yourself, then go live your life, because I do not believe life was meant to be lived in therapy.
Or fear.
No, fear is one of the main problems.
Yeah.
You know, so if you have somebody playing on your fears, or if you find yourself going to 6-7 meetings a week, and you're missing out in your life at home, you know, that's not recovery. You know, that's not recovery. So I'd like to hear any kind of feedback I can get on this topic. I love getting on topics that are highly debatable. And, you know, we need feedback. You know, I don't know who's going to hear this, but, man, I appreciate any kind of feedback, you know. And I know we'll get a lot of people disagree with us out there, and that's what I'm after. See ya.